It's 8:16 straight up. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
You just took a call.
Yes.
What was that about?
Some lady said a couple of jets just blew over Georgia Street or something in downtown Key West.
Hmm.
Wants to know what the heck is going on.
We don't know what kind of jets, though.
No, right.
Loud jets, I assume.
Loud.
Caught somebody's attention.
Yeah.
Joining us right now, Captain J.R. Brown, Commander of Naval Air Station Key West. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bill.
I don't know whose jets those were.
I don't either.
Okay. But, maybe we'll get some more response on that. Who knows? But anyway, the workshop, December 5th workshop at the County Commission, a little bit of a uproar yesterday when the County Commission advertised that the hearing would be basically not for public input.
Well, release in the paper certainly left some confusion there for the citizens. And as I understand it, that's since been addressed. And now it looks like the public comment will be there, and as we've all been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple issues have been raised about the Navy. We talked to you last week about the compliance with NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act, and we had... Since then, John Hammerstrom, used to be a fighter pilot and an Upper Keys activist, has written an open letter to the county commission questioning some of the findings. He said, you know, there's been some shifts in the air patterns to away from Key Haven and Enchanted Isle and over South Stock Island, including louder jets. And he said the Navy's finding of no significant impact doesn't fly with him.
I respect any citizen's right to have a different opinion about just about anything, but I will stand by our compliance with the environmental assessment. It was done in compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act, and we stand by that. I'm very comfortable with it. It's well documented. And I respect his right and anybody to have a difference of opinion, but we are in compliance with NEPA.
So you're still saying no significant impact from those changes?
That's correct. When you go through the process of NEPA, it's a very structured process, and we have a long tradition of following those processes. And I'm very proud of our record environmentally here in the Lower Keys. So look forward to getting the ACUs before the county commission and getting this moving forward.
Now, he says the GAO and the Inspector General of the Navy Department of Defense are conducting an inquiry into the findings.
I have no information on that. I have not been notified of anything like that. There's a process that if there's an investigation or an inquiry, there's a very formal process that's followed, and we've not been notified.
Now, I know you've only been here for, what, a couple of years now, right?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. I've been here, you know, a little bit longer, but I can't say that I've ever heard as much public comment about the jet noise as I've been hearing over the last year. I mean, it has just... come out of the woodwork here with these changes. So,
Bill, this is a good place to discuss this a little bit more. I've shared my theory before, and I continue to stand by it. When you look at the history of noise complaints here in the Lower Keys surrounding Boca Chica, there's a rhythm or count, an average that we run. And then around the May-June time frame, about the time we presented the ACUs or delivered the ACUs to local governments, put it at the libraries, began our public information campaign, public outreach, that caused people to think about, well, what is the ACUs, what is it doing here, how does this affect me? And for individuals, for residents, it also causes you to ask, well, why didn't I know about this? How does this impact me? So, of course, there's those who will react to that. And what we've found is many people, and they'll catch me on the street, is, hey, thanks for putting that there. And I've learned a lot about it. Thank you for the workshop where we had, almost 80 people there at it and helped the education. So venues like that, the workshop we did, venues like your radio show, help us get the word out to folks that the ACUs is a very important document for local government, and it's about local governance. So it's there for them to make some good, sound planning about how their local development will occur.
Now, that December 5th workshop, will the Navy be presenting much of the same information that was presented at that workshop at the DoubleTree several weeks ago?
It will pretty much be a repeat of that information there so that those who couldn't make it can see it. There were two county commissioners that didn't make it, and they all need to see the information at the same time so that the public can see it. Those can make their comments and see the same information. There'll be a slight change in the format that I'm going to present because I think it's very important that I share with the county commissioners and the city commissioners a little bit more information on how the ACOOS is developed and the processes behind it. Because that seems to be a lot of the questions. So that's what we're going to focus on a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And you are still maintaining that the county should be adopting the new ACOOS?
That is certainly my recommendation to the county to adopt the ACOOS. They've adopted the 77 in their 86 code, 1986 code. It has a hook in there or legal verbiage in there that they would adopt future maps, but we're recommending that there's a list of recommendations that we published in the ACOOS that we're asking them to take under advisement and consider and ultimately adopt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the county and the Navy. My job is to protect the mission of the base. The county's got to protect health, welfare, and safety of its citizens. And the ACOOS is a great document to work with to help help with that. And it also helps with compliance with the legislative intent for the state of Florida.
And hanging in the balance here is a couple of major developments. We've got Enchanted Isle. We've got some of the South Stock Island redevelopment that's going on. How will the ACOOS affect those?
I think the ACOOS will absolutely encourage dialogue between the county or city where it would apply, or county, and the Navy, and work with DCA on how to manage growth here in the county.
But suffice it to say, it will be a limiting factor, not an encouraging factor.
Bill, I won't go so far as to say that. I think what's most important is that the ACOOS identifies for the county commissioners and the planners where we operate and how we operate and the factors that they should consider, the accident potential zones or the noise. And I think it allows, I believe, and it really does support a conscious, well-informed development. And that way everybody, the purchaser of the property, the developer of the property, the county, it's all open. It's about open government, and we lay it out for you, and here it is.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, you've taken a couple phone calls here while we were talking.
Four or five phone calls about jets flying over town.
Flying over Key West.
In formation.
Well, I will, I bet you my PAO's had a couple phone calls, and we'll look into it.
Okay. Well, yeah, because that's kind of unusual for the city, isn't it?
Well, it may be, and I think this is important to point out the weather has, the type of weather we're having right now, it looks like we've got some lower than normal ceilings, meaning the lower part of the clouds. That sometimes will restrict the operations that we do. Normally we can come in and do visual recoveries, meaning we're using the land to recover on and we avoid populated areas. But some of our takeoffs and some of our landings, when the weather gets like this, will require us to fly over the city, not unlike what happens with the international airport.
Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, understand you attended the recent performance of the Key West Nutcracker.